Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve, 10 of the morning now. 7:45, Steve and Ted. No, I mean 7:46 now. Three big things. Best basketball tonight, Temple at Wichita State.
Two.
President Trump says the U.S. is very, very ready to cope with coronavirus.
One.
Workplace shooting at a brewery in Milwaukee. Six dead, including the shooter. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We still have a traffic accident near Mays South Middle School, 3400 block of North Tyler Road. Two vehicles involved in a traffic accident there. We want to avoid the area for the time being. This morning, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and warmer today. We do have a slight chance, about a 10% chance for rain later today, and a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 30. Friday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 57. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 12 miles per hour. And 28 degrees. Well, if your company has huge phone bills from one of those national companies with lots of fees, or if you're paying over $60 per line, you should give Ron a call and see what he can quote for you. VoxLink could possibly save up to 35% or more off your monthly bill. Call Ron at 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. On the web, VoxLink. .com. One new business phone with each new account valued at $200. VoxLink. 7:47 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. As the threat of the coronavirus looms over America, experts offer some basic tips for prevention.
This is House Call for Health. You've heard the warnings about the possible spread of the coronavirus. Health officials say there are things you can do to reduce your risk and the risk of others.
Things like staying home when you're sick.
Dr. Ann Schuchat, Principal Deputy Director at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says some people might want to stay away from public gatherings.
Perhaps if you're elderly with underlying conditions, you might not go to that big concert, and others could.
Dr. Schuchat stresses washing your hands and cleaning surfaces, and with the risk of spreading the virus in hospitals and urgent care clinics, thinking about when to actually see a doctor.
Helping the healthcare system be prepared, but also helping consumers, patients know what to expect when they want to seek care, when to call a nurse line instead of going to the doctors yourself.
For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks gave up early gains and ended mostly lower Wednesday, extending their losses for the week on Wall Street. Worries about economic fallout from the virus outbreak that originated in China has fueled a sharp sell-off that wiped out the market's gains for the year. Energy stocks sank along with the price of oil. Cruise operators fell again, deepening a month-long rout. The S&P fell 11 points. The Dow fell 123 points. The NASDAQ, however, edged up by 15 points. And now a look at some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Passenger count up again at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. 2019 was a record year for ridership, and January was strong to start 2020. Total number of passengers in January increased 6% year over year. The total was 129,352. That is the busiest January on record. Last year's annual record was 1.7 million passengers. This year, the goal is 2 million. So things are going well at Eisenhower National Airport. Another self-storage facility is going up in Wichita. Building permits show that work has begun on 21 storage buildings, including an office and manager's apartment behind the Quick Trip at 143rd Street East in Kellogg. Permits total $2.4 million. The facility will include about 350 units across 81,000 square feet of storage space. Construction should be complete in October. And organizers of an upcoming event at Wichita State University hope to fill in gaps when it comes to highlighting diverse voices on college campuses and in the workplace. It's called the Tilford Symposium, and it's scheduled for today and Friday at the Radigan Student Center. The goal is to engage the WSU campus, private industries, and nonprofits in an effort to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in the community. And those business headlines there from the Wichita Business Journal this morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:50 now here on this Thursday morning. And, Ted, what we got going on? You were doing, did you go to services yesterday on Lent?
I couldn't fit it in.
Couldn't fit it in because you had a busy day. Of course, you had to work. You worked here.
I was here, and then I went over to X Stadium, and then I went straight from that to Gridiron Rehearsal.
Well, you didn't have time to even take a breath yesterday.
Not really. Busy day yesterday.
Busy day. And Gridiron Rehearsal's going on. We talked about earlier this morning that the Gridiron Show is coming up the 26th and 27th of March.
Mm-hmm. 1 month away.
So you got a good show going, you think?
We're starting to get it put together. I just finished my first script a few hours ago, in fact.
Been typing your fingers
concerning
to
the Wichita Wind Surge and how they got their name.
That'll be fun now.
Well, I hope it is. Chris, I was laughing at it. I think it was funny.
You know, if you laugh at your own stuff.
If I laugh at my own stuff, yeah. I'm halfway there.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good if you're laughing at your own stuff. All right, so that's coming up. And my wife ordered tickets yesterday. We did them over the web. And you said that where could I have gotten them? An Intrust Bank Arena?
Intrust Bank box office, box I think, office? Is the easiest way to do it.
Okay. But the show is actually going to
be open all day. There's never a line.
Show's going to be
there's no fees if you can do it.
Yes.
If you buy it that way.
We found
if
out.
If you go online or on the phone, there's a lot of fees that are involved.
Found that out the hard way. Next year we'll know better.
If you go to Intrust, no fees at all.
And it's going to be at the Orpheum Theater.
Yes, always at the Orpheum.
So how old is the Orpheum? Have they got it all completely renovated yet?
Oh, no.
No? It seems like it's taken an awful long time.
How old is the Orpheum? It opened in the early 20s.
In the early 20s.
So we're coming up on its 80th anniversary. It's 100th anniversary.
Did they actually do old vaudeville shows there?
Oh, sure they did. It was part of the vaudeville circuit.
Yeah. So it's a historic place.
Opened on September 4th, 1922.
22. There you go. So instant research from Chad Chambers.
98 years old.
And they've been making some improvements.
Yeah, they used to have a list of people that have performed at the Orpheum.
Pretty impressive, huh?
Started with Gypsy Rose Lee. Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about people who have come through Wichita and performed on that stage.
Now you've got Ted Woodward and Bucky Walters, you know, the big names from locally here. And
the legacy continues.
Hey, today is National Toast Day. I don't know why, but, you know, pick these things up. They're celebrating toast as part of our meal every day. Now, are you a big, do you eat a lot of toast?
I'm not a toast guy.
How about toasted cheese sandwiches?
Well, no, that's all right.
Yeah, my wife makes a good toasted cheese sandwich. I usually put pickles on them. How about that? Toast day. And it's kind of a staple with breakfast around the country. 7:53, Stephen.
Yeah, if you throw enough jelly on it, I guess it's all right.
Yeah, marmalade, something like that.
Sourdough toast isn't bad.
Okay. All right, National Toast Day, celebrate. 7:54 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll have President Trump's comments on the coronavirus threat. President talking about that at a news conference. We've got that coming up. Ted's got sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got Shocker men's basketball at Coke Arena tonight. Only 2 home games left in the regular season, so we'll preview that and we'll hear from Mike Kennedy and Coach Marshall on that one coming up in sports.
That entertainment news, the Blur's on the way as well.
Of course, we'll hit you all the entertainment news items you need. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Do not miss it.
Plus, we've got traffic and weather, as always. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.